This is your boy, DJ Human Production, here with more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Here with your boy, David Hughes. I'm going to be talking about marriage. I'm coming for guys and women. It's time to wake up. I'm sorry. Guys, let me get on y'all first. Y'all love to pop that question, don't y'all? Yes, don't deny it. Y'all love the feeling of when you buy that ring, you get the right size, and she's, oh, I love it. And she says yes. But I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't matter about the size of the ring, and I'm going to come to you right now. It doesn't matter if she says yes or no. What matters is if you found the right one. And if you're making a big mistake. Because that's what matters. That's what causes the destruction in your life. That's what causes you to go in something you don't even know if you are ready for. Don't make decisions you think you are ready for. Believe me, I've done it. I did it. It was horrific. I bought the ring. And, you know, she said yes because of the version of the ring. But not knowing that I will get destroyed by what she would have done in the midst of the present. Don't destroy your life because of money. It's not worth it. You go into a marriage, you are committed to that one person, and that is completely it. You don't need no one else. You don't need no one else to determine what you're going to do with your partner. What matters if you're doing the right thing in the commitment. Number one, you never, ever lie. If you lie, you will lie to anyone else. If you lie in a commitment, in a commitment in front of her, you are making a mistake that is going to determine your future with your partner. Make sure you are aware of what you are running up on. Never ever go into a commitment that you don't even have trust of yourself. If you don't trust yourself, you cannot trust anyone else. If you cannot trust anyone else, you cannot trust your partner. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your mind, and lean not on your own understanding. If you don't trust in God, you cannot trust in yourself. If you don't trust in yourself, you cannot trust in anyone else. It doesn't work like that. Trust means everything. Trust in the Lord. And He will lead you. It's okay to feel like, okay, I don't trust myself upon this. It's called being human. It's called knowing you are aware of what you are capable of. Be careful, men. Temptation is a big part. In the world, temptation is a big part. Women, I'm coming to you. Be careful. Be careful. Men are tempting. They're bold. They're smart, but they're not smart enough. They speak with their ego instead of their mind. They speak with their wanting instead of what they desire. With their ego, they mistaken you guys. Women, you're powerful than you ever know. You're powerful, women. You're powerful. You have a say-so in what you want. You can do anything you put your mind to. You don't have to actually get in. You think you have to because you are very sensitive. You are sensitive to power. You are sensitive to men that are powerful than you. Let me tell you something right now. Look for what you desire in your heart instead of with your mind. Look for what you want in your heart instead of it was in your jeans, shorts, pants, Be careful. They're attempting. Don't let them overrule you. Men, stand up for these women today. Stand up. Because let me tell you something. If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be here. It's Mother's Day. Be careful. Respect these women. They respect you when they carried you for so many months. So why not respect them? They respected you knowing that you didn't want something, but you ran and did it. And they respected your actual desire. They wanted you to learn that you cannot lean on them. You have to go out there and do what you want to get what you really need. If that makes sense, sometimes you have to run and get it in order to learn that you didn't need it. You know, marriage is a powerful commitment. Be careful who you pick, who you commit it to, because you might be committed to the devil and destroy your own life. Women, be careful on saying yes and be more on saying no. No means no. Men, temptation will overrule your mind. You are more powerful than your temptation. You don't need sex. You don't need compassion and sexual contentment. You don't need that. You want it. It's called something that you desire more than what you need. Sex isn't actual. Let me make sure I'm saying this right. Sex is actually a reward, not a demand. You don't need it. Because I can tell you one thing, man, you can go without sex for years. Women, you can go without sex for years. Find your component. Find your commitment. Find your soulmate and not a temporary ragdoll. Be careful who you let in your life and dictate your future. Be careful. Take it slow. Look. Don't feel. Look with your spiritual eye and not your natural eye. Because people today, they realize they use their natural eye. They don't use their spiritual eye. You don't. None of you guys and women use your spiritual eye. Use it. Learn your spiritual eye before you go into this disastrous world to look for love. Because I'm going to tell you, you'll overlook the devil because he's going to be so nice. So nice to get you to drag yourself into his den. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Marriage is a commitment. Not a game. Be careful. That's all I have to say for you guys in marriage. Be careful. Do not destroy your life because you want something so badly because it looks so good. This is your boy DJ Human Productions here to let you know what it is here in this world today with truth, compassion, boldness, understanding, integrity, and accuracy. This is your boy here, in and out.